Mark Levin celebrates vindication of the broadcast that will go down in history. By Joel B. Polak on May 8, 2020. Conservative radio host and litigator Mark Levin noted Thursday on The Mark Levin Show that he had been vindicated in his early suspicions that the outgoing Obama administration had staged a silent coup against President Donald Trump. Levin recalled his broadcast of March 2, 2017, the day that Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself from any investigations having to do with allegations of Russia collusion. "There is a much bigger scandal here," Levin said more than 3 years ago. "We have a prior administration, President Barack Obama and his surrogates, who were supporting Hillary Clinton, and their party, the Democrat Party, who were using the instrumentalities of the federal government, intelligence activities, to surveil members of the Trump campaign, and to put that information out in the public. Those are police state tactics," Levin declared. Levin built his case using sources from the mainstream media, who had been the beneficiaries of leaks from law enforcement and intelligence sources. He called the effort a silent coup against the incoming Trump administration. Breitbart News covered Levin's broadcast in an article titled, "Mark Levin to Congress, Investigate Obama's Silent Coup vs. Trump." That article apparently made its way to President Donald Trump, who tweeted, "The media accused Trump of buying into a conspiracy theory, even though the New York Times itself had reported on Inauguration Day, on the front page and in bold type, that Trump had been wiretapped." CNN's media reporter, Brian Stelter, called it a conspiracy theory. Much of the media followed. But 6 months later, CNN itself had to report that the Trump campaign had, in fact, been wiretapped. Later revelations about the FBI's conduct in investigating the Trump campaign only reinforced Levin's argument. And last week, FBI documents were released that showed the lengths to which the agency had gone to target National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The Department of Justice dropped the case on against Flynn on Thursday as a result. The same day, the House Intelligence Committee released 53 transcripts from its early investigation of Russia collusion in 2017-18, including one that showed President Barack Obama himself had given Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates information about Flynn's conversation with the Russian ambassador. In an appearance on Fox News Hannity on Thursday evening, Levin called that revelation Obama's blue dress, a reference to the evidence that implicated President Bill Clinton in impeachable offenses. On his radio show, Levin noted that he had been right from the beginning in 2017, and that he, virtually alone among conservative commentators, had championed Flynn's cause. Levin tweeted his March 2, 2017 broadcast on Thursday, calling it the broadcast that will go down in history. Rich Cementa, known as Mr. Producer on the radio show, replied, acknowledging the role of Breitbart News as well. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.